Welcome back to This Week. Now, in the US, there was a lot of reaction to the latest release of documents in the Jeffrey Epstein case. While the Trump administration's supporters have been highlighting the prominent presence of Bill Clinton and other Democrats in photographs, others have been lamenting the heavy redaction of the files. The previously sealed documents were made public for the first time on Friday by the US Department of Justice under the Epstein Transparency Act. President Trump, who opposed the publication of the files for many years, left the White House for his Christmas break in Florida without commenting on their release. But members of his administration have, along with many others, across the political spectrum. To discuss the reaction now to the files and also to other political events in the US this week, we can speak to Eric Hamm, who is political analyst with CTV, and joins us now from Washington, D.C. Good afternoon, Eric.
Hi, it's good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. So many of these files, of course, laying bare the extent of Jeffrey Epstein's sexual depravity in a series of phone messages. But there had been particular anticipation around what the files would highlight around his connections with high profile figures, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's true. And of course, we did see a number of photos that were released from this tranche of documents over the weekend that did feature figures. But of course, many of the people we already knew about from the release of tens of thousands of documents and photos that were actually received by the House Oversight Committee as a result of a subpoena from the Epstein estate itself.
And being named or pictured in the files is not an indication of wrongdoing. That has been well said. But Bill Clinton is one of the most prominent in the photographs released. And there was a very swift reaction to this from Bill Clinton via spokesperson, but also from the Trump administration.
Yeah, that's true. And many believe that, of course, a lot of this is political, that the president is trying to deflect from his own connections to the deceased sexual offender to others like Bill Clinton and perhaps other prominent Democrats as well. And so, of course, what we're seeing here is a lot of this, like everything in the United States, particularly in Washington, it's becoming increasingly polarized and political. But while these documents are being released, they, like I said, they are being stood up against many of the documents from the Epstein estate itself, because, of course, many of the documents that have been released by the Department of Justice so far have actually been redacted. In fact, on Friday, in that first batch of documents that were released, we know that there were more than 700 pages alone that were completely redacted. So there was no context or any understanding. In fact, when you did a search of the documents, while you would search names and particular figures, while it might come up, it would come up as a redaction. So you weren't really able to glean much from this information.
And when you talk about the redaction, while President Trump's name and image appear in some of the documents, those redactions do raise questions about what may be concealed behind the black blocks. And interestingly, then, some Republicans also calling for more transparency around this.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, we know that already, because the documents have not been released in full, which they were supposed to have been on Friday as a result of the law that was passed by Congress and, of course, signed into law by the president. And so now we're hearing a public cause for possible impeachment of the attorney general for having not released all of these documents. And quite frankly, this is a story that simply isn't going away, because these documents actually just pose more questions than answers. And we're now seeing even lawmakers from both parties, from both sides of the aisle, actually now calling for more, not less, transparency.
And more files will be made public in the coming weeks. But as you say, the topic will continue for some time. Separate to this, then, the scrutiny on President Trump has been intense this week since the infamous now Susie Wiles interview with Vanity Fair, a fascinating read. But it left many wondering what her intention was with that unfavourable commentary about the current administration, those people around President Trump.
That's certainly true. And while there was a lot of palace intrigue as to what was the motivation for why she actually did this wide-ranging set of interviews that took place even before President Trump was inaugurated, what did become clear was simply how much influence, how much power she wielded within that administration. Because if you go back to President Trump's first term, what you noticed was there was a lot of infighting, there was a lot of leaking, and of course, there was a lot of turnover in the administration.
And
what
just,
we saw
from this
interview and from the fallout was there was an actual concerted effort to actually protect Susie Wiles and to also defend her. And I think we're seeing now just how buttoned up, how disciplined this administration is. And a lot of that actually has to do with the influence that Susie Wiles actually wields throughout that administration, because there has not been any backbiting, there has not been any leaks, and there has not been any pushback, even though this was a deeply scathing interview, and especially of many of the people in the administration, and in particular Donald Trump himself.
It is particularly fascinating. And then coming to the end of this year, because it's his first year of his second term, and looking at President Trump's priorities, one this week was the latest decorations to the White House, introducing plaques and portraits. And that wasn't without controversy either, was it?
No, not at all. And of course, that's actually to be expected from the president. And in fact, we heard from Susie Wiles in this wide ranging interview how Donald Trump still is deeply fixated on retribution for those enemies of his, both real and perceived. And I think that's what really played out with this wall of fame, or I should say the wall of shame, that the president has erected in the White House.
Well, we will leave it there for now. Eric Ham, thank you so much for speaking to us from Washington, D.C. this lunchtime.